Well, this is a great day for the North Sea after a lot of difficult news because of the fall in the oil price. But what I see today with this big investment in this new field, the Culzean field, £3 billion of investment, 6,000 jobs supported, is one very clear message, which is that the North Sea has a great future and people are investing in it. Just been in a meeting with the companies involved, three companies, BP, Maersk, and a Japanese investor. And all three said to me very clearly, this wouldn't have happened without the investment allowances that the government has put in place. And look, I'm going to say this. The call for help went up from the industry as the oil price started to fall, and we responded. This tax allowance was only announced a few months ago, and here it has helped support a massive multi-billion pound investment right here in Aberdeen. It's good news.
So obviously this isn't going to be in production until 2019, which might not be enough time to save the North Sea. What can be done between then?
Well, look, the good news is we've got projects coming on that were invested in a few years ago. As anyone knows, when you see one of these enormous oil or gas platforms, they take years to build, years to install. And the really exciting news is that, yes, there is going to be work for the next generation. The fact it's coming on in 2019, I don't take as a bad sign. I take as a good sign that the industry's got a long-term future. And by the way, when this platform is up and running, it's going to be producing 5% of the entire UK's gas production. Or to put it another way, as someone was just reminding me now, more than all the gas that Denmark consumes. So it's a huge project, and it, as people here in Aberdeen and the Northeast know, it's not just in these big companies like Maersk or BP, it's all of the supply chain, the contractors, the local hotel industry here and catering industry. Everyone gets the benefit when one of these really big fields gets developed.